Taste your way through Napa Valley, California with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Book this exclusive trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 646-780-8383.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, when navigation apps go terribly, terribly wrong, and how homeowners are encountering lost drivers in yards everywhere. It's a thing. The deal with mapping app mishaps after these tech headlines. Let's check in on earnings. Apple encountered another quarter of weak iPhone sales with strong revenue growth from its supporting business, the latest in a series of positive results from Silicon Valley's tech giants. Revenue rose 1% to $53.81 billion, an improvement from back-to-back revenue declines in the previous quarters. Profit slid for the third straight quarter, dropping 13% to $10.04 billion. Apple offset a 12% decline in iPhone sales during the period, with revenue growth in every other area of its business, including iPad and Mac. Sales from services, a closely watched business, rose 13%, the smallest quarterly increase since 2015. Netflix is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to produce big-budget films as it tries to shore up its subscriber base and push further into territory once controlled by major Hollywood studios. The streaming giant is investing over $520 million to make three big-budget films, and the Journal says none of these movies is likely to get the kind of wide theatrical release typically used to make such substantial investments pay off. Netflix has previously said movies attract about one-third of its total viewership, with TV series accounting for the rest, and it is betting the new productions will help retain its more than 150 million subscribers and attract new ones. Sony says it will still need to raise U.S. retail prices of its PlayStation consoles, that is, if the Trump administration goes ahead with a higher tariff on Chinese-made video game machines. It also warns that such a move would hurt consumers. Contract manufacturers in China account for most PlayStation production. The U.S. and China are resuming talks this week to resolve their trade conflict. The PlayStation business constitutes Sony's biggest unit by profit, with Sony planning to introduce a next-generation console as soon as 2020. Coming up, hatchback in your front yard again? You're not alone. The new occurrence in everyday tech life and the homeowners that are warding off drivers misled by their GPS.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WSJ Tech reporter Katie Binley is giving victims of the new navigation world their peace. It appears those living on the receiving end of ill-conceived navigational directions, ones given by faulty algorithms, do not see this problem solving anytime soon. The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Turner has more.
Drivers who rely on GPS for directions can encounter real headaches when the navigation apps don't work as planned. But bad GPS can be an even bigger headache for homeowners who encounter the lost drivers. Are the mapping apps faulty, or do the drivers misuse them, or both? Katie Binley of the Wall Street Journal has the story and joins us from San Francisco. Katie, you've talked to homeowners who've encountered drivers misled by GPS. In many cases, this is literally a get-off-my-lawn story, isn't it?
It is, yes. One gentleman I spoke with bought a house almost a year ago, and from like basically the day he moved in, or very shortly thereafter, rather, he started to see cars just pulling up onto his property. And he lives at the end of a dead end road, and these cars, he has a narrow driveway, and so in many cases they would be turning around on his front lawn. And he found out from the neighbors that Google Maps had been incorrectly routing people to their neighborhood and to the end of this road. So he went and did some research and figured out that, basically there's a naval base nearby, and Google Maps was routing many of the people who were trying to get to streets on the naval base to this man's house. So he would get, you know, up to eight visitors a day, he said, and, you know, many of them doing U-turns on his front lawn.
And I think homeowners have also tried to correct this, for instance, putting up signs saying your GPS doesn't work, turn around.
Yes, people have mixed luck with signs, it seems. So one gentleman I spoke with who lives outside of Littleton, Colorado, he's had an issue for a long time with Google Maps and Apple Maps sending people through his property, and there is a private dirt road that's really just meant for off-road vehicles, and it's not a public road, but GPS is telling people to go that way. So they're doing that, and then they're getting stuck because their cars aren't, you know, aren't equipped for that kind of terrain. So what he put up a sign that said, your GPS is wrong, back up now, go up Elk Mountain, because Elk Mountain Trail is the road that they're supposed to be taking. So he had that up for a while, and then it ended up blowing over one day, and he did not bother putting it back up because nobody had been paying attention to it anyway. And then in Muir Woods, or near Muir Woods, rather, in Mill Valley, California, not far from where I live, there is a sign along Panoramic Highway that says, no Muir Woods access, GPS is wrong, turn around. And it's at the end of a small and rather narrow road. And basically what had been happening is some kind of navigation systems were sending people who were trying to get to Muir Woods to this road. And so the neighbors chipped in and got a sign and put it up. And apparently it's been effective, and they don't really get surprise visitors anymore.
Well, that's good. The apps we're mostly talking about are Google Maps and Apple Maps. Drivers rely on them, get lost, wind up on somebody's property. And in most cases, I guess it's the homeowner that calls Google or Apple to complain, usually not the drivers.
Well, yes. What you can do is within the apps, you can suggest an edit to a specific route. So the guy in Colorado, for example, he says, you know, every time somebody comes up, he's like, okay, could you please report this to them? Because he wasn't having luck, you know, getting changes made. So he's asked the drivers to do this. He is not entirely convinced that many of them have done it, however.
What is the problem? Is it a faulty algorithm in the app, or are drivers not adept at using them?
Well, I mean, I told Apple and Google about these cases, and they got back to me and said that that these issues were being fixed. So there must have been some kind of problem on their end that was making this happen, I would imagine, given they've agreed to fix it. But then in other cases, like there's kind of a funny situation in New Jersey. There's a woman who lives on a road that is in Montclair, New Jersey, and she's, you know, obviously got a numbered street address. But on the same street is another house that has the same numbered address, but it happens to be across the town line in Glen Ridge, New Jersey.
Oh,
so you've literally got two houses with the exact same address, you know, save the town name. And they're only like, I don't know, 150 yards apart, maybe. And so these neighbors get each other's visitors. They get one of their packages. And in this case, you know, this woman doesn't necessarily think that, you know, the mapping apps are sending people the wrong way, but she thinks she's kind of just assuming that when the app says, like, okay, your destination's on your left in 200 feet, that people just ignore that and that they look up and, you know, turn into whichever driveway comes first. So in that case, she kind of thinks human error seems to be playing more of a role than the algorithms.
Wall Street Journal reporter Katie Binley joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for the Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.